This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thank you. Messing with my camera. Got it all dialed in? There we go.
You look good.
Oh, thank you. Well, as I mentioned, we're halfway home on a Wednesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Our boss, Adam Klug, just walked in and dropped this little thing down for me. And it's a mailer that he received at his home. And it says, Adam, you're invited. The 2025 San Diego Tour and Travel Focus Group. And on the front of it is a big-ass cruise ship. Carnival, Norwegian, Royal Caribbean. If you flip it over... Dear Mr. Adam S. Klug. I didn't know. What's his S? What is it? Steven?
Doubt it.
Doubt it. Why?
I don't know.
Samuel?
Samuel. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
You and your spouse or significant other are cordially invited to take part in the 2025 San Diego Tour and Travel Focus Group. In exchange for your time and opinion at our event, you'll receive a complimentary 4, 5, or 7-night cruise for two adults aboard your choice of major cruise lines departing from most major U.S. cruise terminals, including Long Beach and San Diego.
Adam Seth Klug.
Seth. There it is.
Oh, ask. That's great. That's a great initials.
Hey, can I ask you something? This package includes a spacious stateroom, all meals, snacks, and onboard activities and entertainment for two adults. Cruise vouchers are limited, so this offer expires in 7 days. Call today. Mention the RSVP code on the invitation. This is not a timeshare or real estate solicitation.
It wouldn't matter if it was,
because
we've already learned that he will, as we had this conversation, about a week or two ago, that Adam absolutely is the guy who goes to the timeshare presentation to get the free weekend vacation in Palm Springs or wherever.
So the difference in Adam, me, and probably you guys as well, I get this in the mail, this goes right in the garbage.
You don't even give it the time to consider it and then reject it.
I look at it and I go, what?
You're intrigued by this one, though.
Well, I'm not at all. I would never. As I just mentioned, I would throw this right in the crapper. Yeah. This is exactly where that thing would go. Done.
It's intriguing that you sit for one 90-minute and a half long meeting and you get a week-long cruise.
Meals included.
They want you to think, this is too good to be true. I have to do this. What's the catch?
Andros nails it. Maybe his middle name stands for solicitation. Adam Solicitation
Klug.
So I said, well, what did you do? Are you going on this cruise? He goes, we called. I called. I gave him the RSVP code. And they said that I have to come to, with my wife, I have to bring her for a 90-minute presentation. And if I do that, then I'll get the travel vouchers and I can go on a four, five, or seven. How do they? How do you pick?
I don't know.
4, 5, or 7 night cruise. And he said that they wanted to do it. They discussed it last night, but they don't have childcare for their 3 children. So they're not going to be able to go and do the meeting, so they can't go on the cruise. I said, man, you gotta find a babysitter. You got to do something if you know.
If you want to go on the cruise.
4, 5, 7 night cruise.
That's worth 2.5, 3 hours of a babysitter.
Right. That's what I thought. But it doesn't look like they're going to be able to make it happen.
I mean, theoretically, any of us could do this. But I'm kind of with Paul. Even though I'm intrigued, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Like, what? There's a reason, like, this is worth it to the people to offer this.
But he's proven...
He can resist the siren temptation of the timeshare presentation.
But he has proven time and time again that there is, in fact, not only a free lunch, but a free vacation.
Doesn't a week on a cruise sound much more, like, in value than 2 free nights at a timeshare or something?
Yeah, at a timeshare in Vegas or something? Yeah. Yeah. This is the one I think I might jump through a hoop for if I was him and I didn't want to pay for any vacation.
Do they harvest your organs?
That's the thing. It's like, it actually made me more nervous when I found out this is not a timeshare or real estate solicitation. If it were a timeshare or real estate solicitation, he'd be more apt to figure it out. But who knows what they're going to ask you. Yeah. So... Listen, I don't think he's going to make the cruise, which is a bummer because we could have gotten rid of him for 4, 5, or 7 days at some point and then done whatever we wanted to do.
Can one of us go to the meeting as Adam Seth Klug?
Hey, I'm Adam Seth Klug. Yes, this is my wife. And then we just give him the vouchers?
Right.
That's a good idea, Paulie.
We get to just run free for a week.
It's actually a really good idea. Go sit in his stead.
It is, as we mentioned earlier, a fairly special anniversary. It was 6 years ago today, February 19th, 2019, about 1 hour from now, if I'm not mistaken,
right
around 9 in the morning, when news broke that Manny Machado had decided to sign a lucrative free agent contract with the San Diego Padres. Now, we had been... most of that offseason, not even thinking the Padres were in the Manny Machado sweepstakes. But then in the few days before that, all of a sudden there had been a couple of rumors that the Padres were one of the teams that had gotten involved late, perhaps as, Manny was not finding some of the offerings to his liking and the Padres had stepped in later in the process.
All right, so you say that, and I'm trying to rack my brain here. Was there smoke around Manny coming to San Diego? Oh, yeah. Was there?
Right, there was before
it had
the announcement.
Okay,
so
it was him and Bryce Harper. And
I remember.
We were like, there were mock-ups of what they both look like in Padres jerseys.
Well,
and...
so the thing that got me that extinguished all of the fire was on his Instagram or Twitter, there was a glove and it was black and white. Yeah. And I went, oh my God, he's a White Sox. It looked black or navy. And I said, he's a White Sox or he's a Yankee. I couldn't discern what color it was, but it was this, like,
I think there was a lot of
dark,
talk about the White Sox.
There was a lot of, like, a White Sox, Manny Machado to the south side for the Chicago White Sox. And I remember seeing that and going, all right, well, there goes that pipe dream. Manny was one of my favorite players of all time. And I couldn't believe it. And then we spent some time talking about it. And you were a little unsure about Manny. You know, had a bit of a reputation when he...
We did a poll, if I remember.
Yeah, we did.
And than half of our listeners said, no, don't sign Manny Machado.
We actually nailed it. I believe... I mean, the poll is still up on X. But if you... It was like in November of 2018. Just talking about it as free agency was going
him?
On. Yeah. And we threw out a number. We said 10 years, $300 million.
Yep.
Would you be okay with this? And
yes,
over 50% of people said no. He's too mean.
No, he's too mean. Is what we put. We put yes or no.
And we threw 10 and 300, like just throwing it out there hypothetically.
Yeah.
Guess what ended up happening?
Yeah, and question is moot makes a good point. Yonder Alonso, the Chicago White Sox connection. Yep. You know, and I thought it was a foregone conclusion. I really did that he was going to go to Chicago. I had always thought the Yankees because go look at Manny Machado's Oriole highlights. 90% of them against the New York Yankees. So I thought you'd be foolish not to go grab him to play third base. Look at the turds that they have rolled out there since Manny Machado was a free agent, Ben. I mean, Josh Donaldson, DJ LeMahieu, and on we go. Manny Machado would have cemented third base for them, and I thought this is a no-brainer. They are absolutely going to go get him, and they didn't. And then when it didn't materialize, the White Sox thing was very real.
So February 19th rolls around. Spring training is just getting underway. We're going into the fourth hour of our program back at the old station just after 9 o'clock, and Paulie sees it first.
That's the genius of it. They decided they're going to use – they're not culpable
guys,
for fixing games.
It's happening.
What?
Uh-oh.
Jeff Passan, check mark, breaking. Free agent star Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres.
Wow.
Lead sources tell ESPN.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's happening!
Oh, my God. Oh, check my mark. God! What do we do? What do I do?
I don't know. We need some music or something.
Something. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, here it comes.
That's him. Oh, my God. Holy ass word.
We did it.
Manny Machado, a Padre.
All right, this is...
Sorry, Ben. Sorry, man.
He was
this
so mad.
This
is pretty big stuff.
Sorry. Yep,
I'm looking at it myself right now.
Oh, my God. I'm dancing.
Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres. Leaked sources tell ESPN. There it is. Reputable source.
All right, guys. All right, just be cool. Everybody be cool. This
calm
is what
down.
Happens all the
Shaking.
Time. No, we're doing. Yeah, this is a piece of cake.
All right, this changes the discussion a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Certainly, if you've got a reaction, though, and you want to give us a call here,
858-457-1090.
All right, we need to kind of reevaluate now.
I forgot about the Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, man, I was sucking them down.
Crushed a whole,
sleeve.
I was kind of in shock almost. You could tell. Woods was celebrating.
I was elated.
You were elated. Understatement of the century was this changes the conversation a little bit. Changed the city of San Diego.
Sure did.
Quite
man.
A bit, actually.
Sure did.
You know, the whole tenor of sports in this town
I remember
changed at that moment.
Yeah.
I think we stayed on late.
We did. We stayed like an extra hour.
Darren, who started at noon, probably started at like 11.
Yep.
We went all local during that time. But I remember like the next day, I think it was after our show and in between our show and Darren Smith's show was, I think at the time, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
On ESPN Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting there. He's like, Manny Machado going to San Diego. Like, this makes no sense.
Right.
We were all incensed. We're like, get this crap off our airwaves.
That's true.
But everybody was like, he signed with the Padres?
It was crazy.
Before that, it was Will Myers signed the biggest contract at like $60 million. And then Eric Hosmer the year before Manny at $140 million or whatever.
Yeah, it was nuts, man.
But we were still in that sports funk of having lost the Chargers and not really found the replacement. I mean, the Padres had been here, but they had given us no reason to really feel like they were going to be our sports fix, you know, to replace what the Chargers had done.
Our boy Guz in the chat says, I remember some dude yelled at me at a San Diego Fleet tailgate that Manny Machado was coming, and I just brushed him off. That was the state of San Diego sports.
Yeah.
We had the Fleet.
The Fleet. Remember the Fleet?
God.
Remember the Fleet.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
I mean, look, Hosmer, it didn't work out, but that was a big signing.
It was.
That kind of put us on the map at least a little bit. We doubled that with Manny Machado.
Yeah.
The next year, Fernando Tatis Jr. makes his debut. Chris Paddock was a huge deal. Remember, he busted onto the scene at spring training.
It was crazy.
You can make the argument, as much as you disliked how the Hosmer signing turned out, that Manny doesn't come to San Diego
without having
the established...
I don't buy it. I've never had
300 million reasons why
I've never bought that
bit. He was getting $300 million offers, though, other places.
I don't know.
The only one with a big offer.
I don't know. I never bought that.
But you realize, and I like
Eric Hosmer.
Well, everybody in that clubhouse still loves him.
Oh yeah, they adore him.
I mean I think it was a selling point. I think it undoubtedly was.
I don't know. I think it was the $300 million.
Well, obviously,
it's my guess.
It was the $300 million.
Well, and the meeting he had with Preller, six hour meeting in a Cuban restaurant in Miami, and AJ brought this big binder in, and they just kind of went through it, man, and got into it, and I mean, obviously, having him here has been amazing. It's been amazing. So, and it for us, as we mentioned in the open today, took our show into a different stratosphere, and I'm so grateful for it.
All right, we need a contestant for Take on Woods coming up in our next segment. If you want to call now, 833-288-0973. While you do that, I will tell you about Prize Picks. It is daily fantasy with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Join the team at Prize Picks along with me, setting lineups almost every day. Usually I do like the three-player lineups. It's kind of my go-to, and I go with the power play to try to hit all three and win a good. You can win, you know, five times your money there, but you can win up to 1,000 times your money if you really get aggressive with Prize Picks just by picking more or less on 2 to 6 player on stat projections on different games, different sports. Right now, of course, basketball is huge, college and pro. Post All-Star break, second half of the season begins tonight, and you can pick anyone from, you know, LeBron James, Dalton Connect. You've got Luka Doncic in there if you want to watch them taking on Charlotte tonight. You've got all those options available for you with Prize Picks, which is easy to play, easy to download. When you do, make sure you use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code KWFN, $50 instantly. Play in your first $5 lineup with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. I can confirm Don Orsillo is awake and posting video content, including his appearance at Padres Fantasy Camp a few years ago.
It was one of the best things you've ever seen.
You can't pretend he's asleep when we call him in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I can't wait.
And he joins the program. Been looking forward to this all morning. Well, ever since yesterday that we found out that he was going to be joining us. I know Tier 1s are excited. Tell a friend. Get to your radios here coming up at the bottom of the hour for Don Orsillo, lifetime TV voice of the San Diego Padres. I loved your tweet yesterday. The three biggest fleecings in sports history or baseball history?
Baseball history. The three biggest fleecings in baseball history. Babe Ruth, Mookie Betts, and Don Orsillo.
Oh, yeah!
All from the same franchise. We can never forgive the Red Sox for giving Mookie Betts away. They got less than nothing for Mookie, and for Don Orsillo, they got nothing. And for Babe Ruth, they got money for a play.
Right. No, Nanette.
I love Ben and Woods.
Thank you, Don. We love you, too. That's the three biggest fleecings in Major League Baseball history, and they all came from the same org. I saw somebody tweet yesterday, I would rather have Don back than Mookie, which is just goes to show you how beloved he was in Boston, and their ownership just completely dropped the ball. Paulie and I heard a little bit of that story years ago, and it's pretty gnarly. And now you just don't have to worry about it because Don's going to be right here where he belongs. Saw somebody tweet yesterday, bad day to be a fish. Don Orsillo signs a long time extension.
San Diego Bay.
Yeah, bad time to be a fish.
Yeah, planes crashing on you.
Yeah.
Don in fishing there for you. Yeah, it's definitely not a good time.
Pulling out a dozen a day.
To be a fish. But, all right, before Don Orsillo, though, let's get to today's game. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
All right, we got John standing by as our contestant, trying to win the trip to Las Vegas, beat Woods, or tie him. You'll qualify for the grand prize drawing. Two nights at Park MGM and tickets to Motley Crue. Their new residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM, March 28th to April 19th. You can get your own tickets for Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency, at Dolby Live at Ticketmaster.com. John, are you there?
No, I'm here. Good morning.
He is here. He is going to choose our category today for our 5-question musical trivia challenge. Here are your choices. Straight Talk, 5 song titles that begin with the word straight. Musical JJs, 5 musical artists with the initials JJ. And we got a mystery category today. Not only is it a mystery category, it's also an all 2-second song category in which the first song title will then appear in all the other song titles. So, Straight Talk, Musical JJs, or the Mystery 2-second Song category. John, what would you like to play?
Well, Straight Talk.
Straight Talk. All right. Today on Take on Woods, we have 5 song titles that begin with the words straight. You'll have 60 seconds to try to come up with them. If you don't know, pass. We'll come back if there's time left on the clock. First question is our 1 2-second song. You need to give me the song title, starting with straight, and the artist to score that point. Paulie's queuing it up now. John, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get to it. 60 seconds on the clock. John, your time begins when Paul plays the music in the category Straight Talk. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Straight Outta Compton, NWA.
Correct. Which 1988 song was a debut hit for Paula Abdul and reached top 10 in 16 different countries?
It's a song you like, straight up.
It is. Godsmack's highest charting single was which Grammy-nominated hard rock track from 2003?
Straight Outta Line.
Correct. Which lead single from hits like Cuts Like a Knife album was the first song to reach the top 40 in the U.S. for Bryan Adams?
Is it the name of the album? Say it again.
Which lead single from his Cuts Like a Knife album was the first song to reach top 40 in the U.S. for Bryan Adams?
Straight From the Heart.
Correct. Heart sings You Made My Mind, Now I'm Stronger, Now I'm Coming Through, in which hit single from 1978?
I don't know. I'll think of some Heart songs in just a second. I don't know.
All right, you got a couple seconds. Heart, again, You Made My Mind, Now I'm Stronger, Now I'm Coming Through. Can't sing. I might have helped you if I could. Coming straight on. Straight on for you. Straight on for you. All right, you got four, though, and I think that's a good score in this category. Straight Out of Compton, Straight Up, Straight Out of Line, and Straight From the Heart. Let's see how Woods does. John's score is locked in. Woods gets the same questions, but he doesn't have the benefit of pre-knowledge of the category.
Let's go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on John.
Straight Out of Compton, NWA.
Correct. Which 1988 song was a debut hit for Paula Abdul? Reached top 10.
Straight Up.
Correct. Godsmack's highest charting single was which Grammy-nominated hard rock track from 2003?
Pass.
Which lead single from his Cuts Like a Knife album was the first song to reach
Bryan Adams.
Was the first song to reach the top 40 in the U.S. for Bryan Adams.
Straight From the Heart.
Correct. Heart sings You Made My Mind, Now I'm Stronger, Now I'm Coming Through, in which hit single from 1978?
I know this one.
You want to go back? Godsmack's highest charting single was which Grammy-nominated hard rock track from 2003?
Ugh! Straight to the Taint.
Incorrect. Heart sings You Made My Mind, Now I'm Stronger, Now I'm Coming Through. Oh, no! Time's up, which means, John, 4-3.
Straight on for you.
It's just straight on, but
It's just straight on.
And then the Godsmack one was Straight Out of Line.
But I didn't even know that.
That
song.
Was all Straight Talk. And John, congratulations! You have qualified with a win for the trip to Las Vegas.
How does Straight On to You or Straight On go?
Straight On to You.
Yeah. That one. God dang it!
One of my favorites. I love Heart though.
I love Heart too.
Yeah, that one's definitely one that I love.
Mother.
All right, a good played game. John's a very good contestant. No,
GSDP said I fell off. I got five straight yesterday. Yeah. All right,
God, that was a tougher category.
These are like baseball fans, today. Hey, man. You blow one save.
You can't win them all.
God,
even Trevor Hoffman blew a save.
That's right. That's right.
All right, we will have Don Orsillo joining the program, the voice of the Padres from here on out. Next on 97.3. The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466.
First though, Woods and I want to tell you about 7 Mile Casino. Don lives, I believe, in Coronado.
Yes.
Which is actually very right across. You can see 7 Mile Casino as you look across San Diego Bay.
It's a 3 Mile Casino for him.
It is. Yeah. It's right there. Now you can take the boat right over 7 Mile Casino because you actually have a view of San Diego Bay from the patio, which is a fantastic spot, especially with the weather getting nicer. You mentioned it. Look how beautiful it is outside.
Perfect.
You can have lunch, go sit out on the patio.
Patio's elite.
7 Mile, it really is elite. And then stick around for some great card playing action.
Yeah, listen, smoke-free environment there as well. No slot machines. It's a place for card players. It's a place to go have a great meal too. I mean, you could roll in, have lunch there, have dinner there. You know, with games coming back pretty soon, Great place to pregame, great place to postgame as well.
Absolutely, anytime, because it's open 24-7, which is rare in San Diego. And again, you don't have to drive way onto the East County to find your card room and fight through slot machines and parking and smoke to get there. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Well, we got some exciting news yesterday out of Peoria, Arizona, when it was announced by Eric Grubner that the Padres had reached a contract extension that will keep Don Orsillo as the television play-by-play voice of the team. Or put another way, Don has been sentenced to a life without parole watching YouTube videos with Mud Grant forever
and ever.
And Don Orsillo joins us right now here on 97.3 The Fan and Ben and Woods. Donnie, congratulations. We are so, so happy for you, and I know Padres fans are ecstatic today.
Boys, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And I want to start off by saying thanks for letting me on the show. I can't tell you if I had a dime for every time that I called Paul and asked if I can come on, and he always says, let me check. And then he comes back and he goes, nope, it's a no-go.
I said, hey, guys, Don was wondering if he could jump on, and Ben goes, I don't think so.
We got a full schedule. Yeah. We have time at the end of the program. We just never get to him. It's like he's always standing by in the green room, and he just never makes it. Like Matt Damon on the Jimmy Kimmel show. He's always the last guest. Doesn't get on.
So frustrating. I mean, it's like, I will say this, though. He's got your back, because I have asked on numerous occasions which guy doesn't want me to come on. And he's like, I'd really rather not say.
You gotta have a gatekeeper, Donnie. I mean, you can't just let anybody on this program.
I mean, there have been so many times where I wanted to weigh in on something or talk about the game the night before.
Right.
And you guys just, you won't do it. But I really appreciate you having me on this time. And in all seriousness, couldn't be happier. I think I was here about all of 10 minutes when I started here and realized that this was incredible. The community, the city, the fan base, the organization, I just love it here. And I knew it right away. So when it became clear that my vision was to stay here for the remainder of my career, I was really kind of hoping that they felt the same way. And Eric Grubner, namely, was the guy who made it all happen very quickly, or a ridiculously quick negotiation. It wasn't a negotiation. We'll put it that way. it was unbelievable. I've never had anything like it. So it was very smooth. He was very quick in the off season, and I am just absolutely thrilled to be here and can't wait to get it going in 2025.
It's always dicey. And I think for anybody that is listening here, and you got to realize, like, we're under contract, Donnie's under contract. It's always dicey when you are in media here because you're like, I would like to stay. And they're like, kidding. You want to stay. Of course you want to stay. And it's this tightrope of walking of like, you want to get what you're worth, but you're also like, I'll do anything to stay here. It's just, I felt the exact same way, Donnie. It took about 15 minutes of landing here. I went, this is where I'm going to die. Period.
Your boss is like, you think I got to convince anybody else to come out here and do your job in San Diego?
I'll replace you for a quarter of what I pay you. And you're like, all right. I mean, it's a dicey proposition.
There's not a lot of leverage. There's zero leverage.
Right.
I mean, and especially on the baseball side, the major league side, I mean, there's 30 of me. Okay. So it's like when you lose your job one place, now you're down to 29 other places.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, most of these guys die in the booth before they actually retire. So you also have that into play. So really, there are very few openings. And you're well aware, as I was actually told by one of my president CEOs years ago, that there's 100 guys outside that door who can come in here and do this, who want to come in here and do this job, and who will make a quarter of what we pay you. So just keep that in mind before you open your mouth.
it's amazing.
And it's very true. I mean, this isn't a job, okay? It's baseball. You know, I mean, this is the toy department. So and I'm just so thrilled that humbled that it's worked out, and I get to do it for a long time, which, and especially here and with this group, I can't tell you how happy I am.
talking to the legendary Don Orsillo here on Ben and Woods this morning. And you know, we saw the news broke yesterday during our show and saw Kevin Acey tweet out something to the effect of, you know, Don will finish his broadcasting career here. Now, hopefully we all hope that that's no time soon. But I got to ask you, how does one get the how does one get the in perpetuity contract? Because, you know, we're over here scrounging on 2-year, 3-year deals. I want the one that says Woods is going to finish his career here at 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you this. I won't put a number on it. I'll say that it is long term, and as Eric Gruner said yesterday, the hope is that it's forever. And you do this business to get kind of a forever lifetime type contract, and you hope that someone wants to give you that. And when it happens, it's pretty incredible, and I just value it so much. I will say this: it's not a statue contract. I don't think there's going to be a statue at the end of it.
I wouldn't be so sure.
So far,
I would not be so sure.
But I will say this: I can't believe that I'm going to be able to stay here and do what we love doing here every night and live where I live and just be with the fans. I mean, I think that the fan base has been so incredible to me. I have to be honest, when I came here, I really kind of feared what it was going to be like starting over again with a brand new fan base. After 20 years between AAA and the major leagues with another fan base, you know, I'm moving 3,000 miles. I mean, are they going to dig my act?
Right.
Probably not.
No, they did. I mean, and they have, and they do.
So it's been great. And to have the Padres recognize that is really special.
Don, I'm sure you get asked, you know, what some of your favorite moments have been in the booth, or who some of your favorite athletes have been to meet. Not going to ask you that. I'm going to go the other direction because this is Ben and Woods.
Who are the worst?
What was your most embarrassing? What was your most embarrassing moment on the air?
I lost you guys.
Wow.
Not that I didn't want to answer the question because I really didn't. Most embarrassing moment. I have to think about that. I don't have any. Pretty much everything I do is embarrassing a lot of the times, you know, especially social media wise. I kind of embarrass myself, which I don't take myself very seriously. I don't know if you noticed. But I really enjoy the fun that we've been able to have on the air. I thought you were going to ask my favorite moment because that was asked like a lot yesterday. And I was kind of surprised by my answer because, you know, I got two no hitters here. The first one is always going to be very special.
Yep.
That first one in franchise history, is just, that's never going to, and who it was. And I mean, it was just great theater. And there have been so many different ones, but I have to say the one that shocked me the most, that literally I can hear it in my voice, that I'm absolutely stunned that it just happened. And it never ends. Like, I can't close. I can't finish the call because I just keep going on and on and on, was the Daniel Camarena grand slam.
Yeah.
Coming back from down 8-0. That, to me, I'm just stunned. And then he gets like towards, he gets past home plate, and then I go, off Max Scherzer! You know, stuff just kept coming in my head, you know, these voices, and I'm like just yelling stuff out. I'm like, wait a minute, dude, you do this for a living. Get yourself together.
Yeah, pull it together, man. That's so
good. So that one, I have to say that, I mean, that stands out. It was just so unexpected and organic, I guess. But no, there's just been so many that I've enjoyed here, and I'm looking forward to so many more. I'm also thankful that I feel like I am here kind of narrating what is the best period of Padres baseball. And that's kind of incredible. You know, since 1969, there were so many years of struggle. And thankfully, I was only here for a few of them. To be here during this time period and be able to be the narrator of that is also incredible. The timing couldn't have worked out better. I just love it.
Paulie's very fast, so here it is, by the way, for anyone who can't remember. I don't know who couldn't, but here it is.
Camarena to deep right field! Camarena plays in San Diego! Are you kidding me? The Padres pitcher that is brought up from El Paso, the San Diego kid, set a grand slam! That's unbelievable!
Oh my gosh!
Off Max Scherzer!
The delay is.
I couldn't close! I couldn't close!
How about Mudd losing his mud background? Was he just running around the booth?
So good.
He was. I have to say the Joe Musgrove no-hitter, he was you know, even more all over the place and jumping up and down and clapping and, you know, banging the desk and banging his microphone. But that one, I mean, we were both just like, what just happened? You know, and then and we had shots of his brother who was also losing his mind at the same time. And, you know, the stadium was losing their mind. I mean, it's just, what just happened? You know, so to me, yeah, that one stands out.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Brandon in our chat brings up the triple play call to clinch the playoffs at the end of
incredible.
This season was just, I
that's
mean,
another
spot
one.
On.
That's
I,
another
and, you know, you couldn't have possibly anticipated
never.
It either.
No,
which
you
is
never.
What made it, as a guy who knows broadcasting, you know, I'm sure that you have in your mind sometimes, oh, if they do this, I'm going to say this. If they do that, and then maybe I'll say this. You can never anticipate
never.
A triple play to clinch a playoff spot.
No.
So that was the end of my 34th professional season, 10 in the minor leagues, 24 in the major leagues. And I usually do what exactly you just said. Like a player in the field defensively, you're thinking about, what if this happens, what I'm going to say. You are anticipating what could happen, and you're sort of formulating without even actually, you know, writing anything down or thinking. You're already formulating the call in your head. And none of the formulas I had in my head was a triple play to end the game and put you into the postseason. I don't know why. It should have. I mean, this guy's the first and second. I mean, nobody out. I mean, yeah. Absolutely. That's something I should have been thinking about. But I'm telling you, even at this stage of your career, when something like that happens, it's that same kind of surprise element. And I think I have that, too, in my voice, because I was like, you know, again, it's just like, what just happened? Oh, and did I screw it up? You know, did I have all three outs? Do I have all the right people? You know, and like a million things are going through your head when you make that kind of call, because you're so surprised by it. You just hope you got it right. And that was that's right up there too, by the way. That was a sneaky one.
One of my favorite tweets I saw yesterday, we're talking to Don Orsillo here, was a bad day to be a fish in the bay, now that Don Orsillo is going to be here for many
not
more.
Not so much. Not so much. A lot of casting goes on here. A lot of casting, not much catching. I have a mini yacht, very small. It's kind of embarrassing.
How about an upgrade now with the big, you know, the new contract?
Well,
is that in the plans?
Definitely the accessories on the mini yacht are going to be improving. We're going to be making that announcement soon.
Oh, good.
But I don't know about a bigger boat. I kind of like the boat I have. It's very conducive to what it is I do.
That's true. Yeah, you're not having big parties and stuff on it. You know what I mean? This is just for a man to go out and fish.
Get yourself some oars, you know.
Oars.
Right. And if I do get it bigger, then you know who is going to expect to be invited on it.
Oh, yeah.
This way, it's kind of like, sorry, there's not enough room. You know, it works.
Hey, like, Don, you ever see this clip from Jaws?
Yeah. Hey, have you ever seen Jaws? Look at this video I'm going to show you. That SLB, dude. I swear to God.
And it's not like I'm catching tuna either, by the way. I don't need a bigger boat to get stuff onto my boat.
So. I love it, man. Well, we're so happy, Donnie, that when we saw that yesterday, you know, none of us really had an inkling that, you know, you weren't going to be here. Was there a small thought in your head? Like, I know you guys got this all worked out and everything's good now, but we have contracts too. Our contract's up in a year and a half. You have that sick sinking feeling of like, all right, what if this doesn't go my way? What am I going to do? Was that ever in consideration for you?
Always in this business. It is every time the negotiation comes up. Because as I said, there's only 30 of these jobs to be had. And I have a little PTSD in this area.
Yeah, big time.
I worked someplace for 15 years, 20 years with the same organization. I was at AAA for 5 years before they brought me up. Won 3 World Series rings while I was there. We're highly successful as far as the ratings went. And the fan base really liked us. So I, in some ways, in my mind, wrongly so, I felt a little bit untouchable. I got a little full of myself, you know. And I don't want to say that because I've never forgotten where I came from. But I did say to myself, boy, I can't imagine that they wouldn't bring me back next year. Only they called me in and said, we're not bringing you back next year. And I went, oh, okay.
All right. It's shocking. I'm so glad they did that to you. I hate that it happened to you, but I'm so glad that they did that to
you. Thank you, Red Sox.
That's how we feel.
Absolutely.
What was the backup career plan, though? I mean, everybody in broadcasting has a backup career plan, right?
Well, not so much. I don't have any other skills. I mean, like, I don't know. I had no other plan. I thought I would be out at least a year, probably doing other sports, you know, like some college basketball, which I was doing at the time during the winters. I had 5 years of AHL experience in the minor leagues and did a lot of college hockey. So I really felt like, you know, hockey was something I probably would have to do during the winters and wanted to do. But it just, the Padres, I mean, I literally was never unemployed, which was amazing. Ron Fowler flew his plane out to Baltimore when we were on the road in September. They actually announced I wasn't coming back in August, so right. I had 5 weeks of Red Sox games to do, and the Padres, I think I signed in the middle of September, so I was not without a major league job, which was amazing, and thank him and Peter at the time for coming and aggressively recruiting me to San Diego, because I absolutely love it here, and I'm thrilled to be here for the remainder of my career.
You could open a restaurant, yeah, for real. You know,
you don't see the failures; you only see the stuff.
Yeah, that's
you
good only point. See the success.
Don, thank you so much, and congratulations.
You're the best,
to you.
Got it. Appreciate
and
you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks. We really appreciate
it. I really hope that you guys will let me on when I call.
Not I will
happen.
Set up a weekly right
happen.
Now.
Not going
to
happen.
I will
we'll
set
talk
up,
to you in 4 years,
I'll
Don.
Set up a weekly right now. Right now, buddy. We love you, man. We appreciate you and
all
love
right,
you.
Guys.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much. Right back at
all right,
you.
Buddy.
There he is, Don Orsillo. We got to check traffic quickly, and then we'll wrap up the hour here on 97.3 The Fan.
Rojas on the ground at third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out there. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game. The San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason after a magical 2024 campaign. Will this finally be the year for the faithful?
Triple play.
It should have been.
That was a great call, though.
It was.
And totally, as he said, like you can't anticipate
plan it,
that.
Man.
I know
there's
he said
no way.
Well, first and second, nobody out. You got to think triple play. No, you don't.
No, you
no
never
one ever thinks that.
You never ever think. Hey, if we roll a triple play, we're good. No pitchers ever thought it.
You're hoping for
no
a double
fielder.
Play.
Yes, no fielder has ever. What was the score of that game? Do we
it was
remember?
One run game.
One run.
It was a one run game.
Oh
right?
My
yeah.
God, yeah. Dude! I thought that was it, man. That was the catapult, buddy. I thought that was the catapult.
Whew. Great stuff from Don Orsillo. Don't expect it anytime again soon. It's a special treat, everybody. All right, we'll come back. We got our biggest fan announcement and Sam Levitt from Spring Training. Spring Training Sammy next.